بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, as you all are aware, presently we are experiencing the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. These last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, our creator, our sustainer, nourisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, has stipulated these last 10 nights, last 10 days, as the days of itqul minan nar, that in these 10 days a person exerts himself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ibadat taqwa, to refrain ijtinab anil ma'asi. This is taqwa, to abstain from gunas and sins. One is the fast that we are keeping right now, the physical fast, the fasting of the person's belly, his stomach, from food, drink, his carnal desires, his lust, his halal wife. The month of Ramadan, Allah is showing us that you can free your neck, you can free yourself from the fire of Jahannam. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمَرَةٍ. To save oneself from the fire of Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us in the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you can get your Jannah by saving yourself from the fire of Jahannam, by giving even a piece of kajur and date in the path of Allah. It's all to do with the inside. This entire exercise, the roza of eating, drinking, and marital relations, is to exercise ourselves for the remaining part of the year, that I can keep roza of my eyes, of my tongue. This is the real fast. When a person remains hungry, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with angelic qualities. And how the malaika, they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't get married. So Allah shows us in the month of Ramadan that halal, your food, your drink, your wife, it is halal for you. If you can abstain from that, then you can abstain and you can save yourself from my disobedience. This is taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world to get this taqwa, the strength of the heart. A person has a vehicle and the brakes are not holding. Then he knows he has to service his car. Putting in the brakes, but he's not stopping. The same way we found that 11 months that have passed, the brakes of my taqwa are failing. There's no brakes. When it comes to my eyes, there's no control. When Allah says haram, I want to go headlong into it. Allah says that mushtabihat is unclear, maybe halal, maybe haram, it's a gray area, let's try it. Allah says, don't abuse your tongue, don't become vulgar, don't get angry, don't swear, don't make ghibat, don't backbite. But then to the breaks of my tongue now have become, there's no control over it. So Allah shows us in the month of Ramadan that you have within you that ability, capability, the isti'adad to obey me. Every person has the ability. But it is for him now to pluck up that courage within himself to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I can refrain from my eating and drinking and my halal wife during the day of Ramadan, where is halal for me, out of the times of fasting, person opens the fridge, midday, it's hot, the cold water is there, the drinks are there, but then he says, I'm fasting. 2 minutes, 5 minutes before iftari, maghrib, somebody says, but you can break your roza now. He says, no, I can't. Tell the young boy also, break your fast. He says, no, still 2 minutes left. Azan hasn't gone as yet. He says, don't worry, nobody's looking. He says, no, I'm fasting. So much of taqwa. So much of piety, so much he can abstain. The food is in front of him right now. When it comes to seri time also, we're checking the time. 5 minutes left, 3 minutes left. We're making alan announcement in the house. 2 minutes left. Don't eat after the time. Allah is showing us that you can have these qualities in you out of the month of Ramadan also, which we thought you'll never be able to do. But you can. But it's all going to do with the courage within you. Over here, ulama explain, if a person has the courage to break the command of Allah, he has the courage knowing that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful, all watching, all knowing. knows the secrets of the heart, the treachery, deception of the eye, I'm looking at haram, thinking of haram, to break the command of Allah. Allah knows that you have these things within you. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا Allah made insan like that. Allah inspired within the heart of man to do evil first, fujur. That by default, naturally, he will go towards haram. Little child also will find, you teach the child the sunnats of eating. Eat with your right hand, he'll still eat with the left hand. You teach the child, put on your right foot first, when you're putting on your shoes, he'll put the left one. Teach the child, and many of us also enter the masjid, the house of Allah, with your right foot, the left leg will go. When you're leaving, then the right leg will go first, supposed to be the other way around. The nafs is like this. Little child, how much you tell him, remind him, remind him, remind him. But when he's playing his sports, then he's a right-hander. Then he won't do the other way around. Then he'll bet with his right hand. But eating time, he'll do the opposite. That is insan. But Allah shows us in the month of Ramadan, you can come straight and right. You can do it. It's just you've got to pluck up the courage within you. Insan knowing that my Allah can at that moment when I break His command can take me to task. He has full power over me. Complete. Complete power over me. Knowing that Allah can take me to task and then too He breaks the command of Allah. The youngster in the dead of night, within closed doors, he has cell phone on, he has a computer screen on. A man is about to sign a haram riba transaction, knowing that my hand is in the control of Allah. He's going into the haram insurance. But then too he says, I've got to do it. Doesn't have to do it. Allah is the protector. Hafizun alaykum. Allah will protect it. If Allah gave it, if Allah gave you, what's the fear of Allah taking it away? Allah will give it again. But the fear, insan is like this. He has that fear all the time, he's living in fear. But he knows Allah can take me to task. But then too he breaks the command of Allah. Then too he breaks the command of Allah. No taqwa in the eyes, no taqwa on the tongue, no taqwa on his hands, on his feet. So here ulama explain, if you are involved in bigger sins, kabair, major sins, it shows that you have the courage to break the command of Allah, knowing that my Allah will catch me and take me to task. So equally a person will have the courage to obey Allah also, knowing I can get caught, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take me to task. It's for me now to pluck up the courage, not to disobey Allah, but to obey Him now. If my nafs is so strong to break the command of Allah, it means that I have just as much courage to obey Allah. I can do it. But when it comes to taqwa, then the nafs will say, don't become so pious. Take it easy, you'll get there. You'll get there. We know dunya, nothing happens on its own. We have to make it happen. Allah is making it happen in the month of Ramadan. Oh my banda, see, you can do it. What is the reason behind this taqwa? Why Allah wants us to become pious? Allah sent us into this world and He knew that insan in the filth of this world will never envisage, he'll never think that I have to become the friend of Allah. Because Allah is most pure, subhan. And I am dirt, made from dirt, from the blood of the menses of my mother, from the semen of my father. Insan is made from filth. Where can a filthy person like me become the friend of Allah who is most pure? Where will the street sweeper ever think that I become the friend of the king? He doesn't even know about me. He is the king, he is the prime minister, he is the president. If he has to pass by this way with his entire entourage and his cars, they just hoot at me, get off the road. Although I'm sweeping the road for him. But he won't give me a second look also, the street sweeper. Allah's muhabbat and love for us. Allah made taqwa farz upon the ummah. And Allah commanded, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah, they get taqwa for Allah. Indirectly, it meant they become my friend. That you never think to become the friend of Allah because you're made from dirt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most pure. Allah says, you can become my friend. Although you're made from filth and dirt, that when your inception took place within the womb of your mother, it was from all dirt and filth, that your parents had to do ghusl janabat. But oh my friend, just get taqwa in you and you'll become my friend. I'll call you to the royal court, like royalty. They call the street sweeper. Imagine now he gets a da'wah and he gets an invitation now from the king. Come for iftari. Gets an SMS, subhanAllah. The king knows my number? Where he got my number from? You can imagine the excitement within his heart. Allah is giving us da'wah every day in the month of Ramadan. Your rosy will increase. See iftari, see sehri. How will feed you? I can treat you like this entire life. Become my friend. To become an alim, mustahab. To become a hafiz al-Quran, mustahab. Commendable. But muttaqi and pious, Allah made it farz. To read salatul janaza, farz al-kifaya. Few people do the janaza, the rest of the community will be absolved of it. Janaza is performed, not all have to go. Initially when i'lan is made, and you also, our illustrious Sheikh Ibn Hamid Sahib says, nowadays we get so many messages coming. Janaza, so we just read it and we close it. Nobody says, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We got the news of somebody's janaza. But it's become so common now, nobody says, inna lillahi. When you hear it on the radio sometime, we don't say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We go to Haramain Sharifain also, they make i'lan over the loudspeaker. Salatul janaza. The janaza will take place. We hear it, but nobody says, inna lillahi. When taqwa will come, a person will become conscious of Allah. What is the sunnah right now? So Allah knew that this thought of taqwa, becoming the friend of Allah, will not come into our heart. So Allah has given us the month of Ramadan, this environment. And more than that, this company, this companionship, the mahal, the environment of the masjid. To show us that, oh my beloveds, you can become my friend. Is that so difficult? Adopt those people's company, that environment. That will nurture this taqwa within your heart. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah gave us the month of Ramadan to develop taqwa within our lives. And this misconception that if I become pious, then all the things I so to say enjoy, then I have to give it up. My sports, I have to give it up. My hobbies, I have to give it up. All is lahu wa la'ib, entertainment and play of dunya, etc. Then I have to give it up. What will be the enjoyment? There will be nothing to life anymore. There will be nothing to life anymore. This is a misconception. A'mal I will do, what's the benefits? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept enjoyment in His ibadat, has kept enjoyment in His obedience. When Allah will come into the heart, إِذَا دَخَلَتْ حَلَاوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قَلْبِ الْمُؤْمِنِ When the sweetness of Iman will come within a slave's heart, the mu'min's heart, then his life will become different. His salah will become different. His fasting will become different. Imagine the young six-year-old boy, how he enjoys to keep the fast. He's a pure young man. He's got no sin in his life. How he enjoys it? How you enjoy that cold water at iftari? The enjoyment will go in a person's heart. In the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah made the heart for him. Remember now, love of the wife. A young man is about to get married. The enjoyment, the thrill, the excitement. That soon I'm going to get married. The man that is married, the children, the grandchildren, and all the things around us, the enjoyment that goes to the heart. This enjoyment is not the ultimate. Allah has kept these emotions there to show you that there's something superior than this. As our Shaykh says also, that all these things we see of dunya right now, all the enjoyment. Before we used to go window shopping. Now the shutters, you can't see anything. But the reality is, whatever food we are enjoying, a family life we are enjoying, business, wealth, cars, everything, in reality, وَأُتُوا بِهِ بُتَشَابِهَا These are just now samples of what Allah has kept in Jannat for us. These are just samples only, just tasters, teasers, just to whet your appetite. But insan with his greed now, he's tasted it and he doesn't want to let go. I want to live my life. And in this he loses his taqwa. He loses his brakes become now weak. He can't stop the brakes of his dunya anymore. That the head is going, the body is going towards the qabr, but the head is looking at dunya. That hold on, don't go too fast. There are a lot of things to do still. So these are only appetizers for akhirat. What Allah has kept in Jannat of the food and the fruits and the drinks of Jannah. There the milkshake and the sarbat, the different flavors. No fear. No grief, it'll get over. No fear, what'll happen? It's only enjoyment. It's only just window shopping. But this window shopping now has become so beloved to us that we don't want to leave it. We want to live here. The reality is we are prisoners. And we are making dua for longer life. What dua we are making, Ya Allah? Keep this prisoner longer in this prison. I want to stay here. I still got more investments to make, more properties to build. And more, and more, and more. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min is the prison for us. But we love the prison so much, we don't want to leave from here. Even there's an opportunity now to give our lives in the path of Allah. That the opening, the warden is opening the prison gate, the door. And the prisoner says, no, I don't want to go out, I like it here. We're making dua, Ya Allah, give me shahadat in your path. When the opportunity is there to make your nafs shaheed. That is taqwa. The eyes will look at haram. I put the dagger of taqwa in the heart. I won't look. I won't look. Because Allah's camera is on my camera. My Allah is looking at me. When I want to do the haram thing with my hands and my limbs, knowing that these limbs on the day of Qiyamah will turn state witness against me. They will give testimony against me on the day of Qiyamah. My eyes will give testimony against me. Person will ask his limbs, what has happened to you? You are giving shahadat, witness against me. He says that, yes, you abused us in this worldly life. Qiyamah's day, the tongue will be sealed. The earth will speak, his limbs will speak. Because he missed the taqwa, he didn't get taqwa in his limbs. So this whole effort, my dear brothers, of the month of Ramadan, where we see that we have the power and strength. Allah made his friendship farz upon us. Janaza salah farz kifaya, to become my friend farz upon you. You have to clear your heart out. To get the taqwa, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. Allah instill in a person's life, in his heart, fujur and sin will come in his life automatically. The house will get dirty automatically. The car will get dirty. People have OCD. I can't take a crease on the bed sheet also. Mazhar, Mirza Jan Ejar Rahmatullah Alayh, has such a nazuk and subtle tabiat. So nazuk he was, so sensitive he was, that everything must be straight. When he walked past one of the gullies in Delhi, and he sees a beggar sitting on a bed, and the bed was a bit crooked, wasn't aligned with the gutter. He saw the crookedness of the bed of this beggar, he got a headache the entire day. Why he didn't put it straight? So nazuk. When this thread would stick out from the duvet also, the entire night would irritate him. So nazuk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him to get married to a woman on the outskirts of Delhi, who was the most crooked woman. Because you have it in you, you've got taqwa. This will make your tarbiyat. Today adverse conditions come, I don't have the sabr. We ask why? Whether my health, whether my family, whether my children. We have invested everything in this worldly life. We are just prisoners over here. All of us are prisoners. Whatever we can invest to taqwa in akhirat, we are keeping roza right now, siyamu junnatun. Fasting is a shield for a person. It will shield him from the disobedience of Allah. As long as he does not break the shield. Allah will show him, you have the strength to control your tongue. Now you don't have the strength to get angry. Person says, I can't control my anger. But see in Ramadan, by Zuhur time, yes, we find by iftari time, then the magaj will go a little bit. Now he's dishing the alim and the food. He said, now make sabr. The entire day you made sabr. You could do it. Allah has given you the strength. Now you're gone weak a little bit. You can't fight. Can't fight with the wife. The wife also can't say much. It means that how you will fare and carry yourself out in this last few days of the month of Ramadan, your entire year will come out like that. Entire year will come out like that. These are very, very special moments right now Allah has given us. We don't know whether next year we'll get these moments again. How we will carry ourselves out the last 10 nights in the month of Ramadan, the entire year will come out, if not the entire life. This is the time to make that investment. To clear our slates of all our gunas and our sins. Make tawbah. Last night we mentioned to the brothers also, we have the last few nights of the month of Ramadan. Anything haram in my life, taq haram. And don't fear. Don't fear anything. Don't fear dunya. Dunya will make you afraid. People around us, the mahol, environment will make us afraid. Insecurity, volatility, what will happen? Become the friend of Allah through taqwa. I won't abuse my tongue, my eyes, my ears, music, haram, ghibat. Block it out. My tongue, no vulgarity, no swearing, no ghibat. My eyes, not looking at haram websites. Looking at somebody else's daughter or wife. Control my eyes. Get this taqwa in my life. Now in the month of Ramadan, don't fear that life will become brittle, will become dry. Allah will give you enjoyment of the heart. The heart belongs to Allah. Allah will give us the enjoyment. But you have to make the effort now in this month of Ramadan. It will do in the last few days, especially we find, Hakim Sahib, Rahimullah, Hakim Akhtar Sahib will mention, that when nations broke the commands of Allah and they went to the limit, and Allah sent a Nabi of Allah to reform them. As Hakim Sahib would mention, that right now the Ummah has gone to the highest level of abusing the eyes. If a Nabi had to be sent, he would have been sent now to reform the eyes of the Ummah. So much abuse of the eye. So much. On the cell phone, we find before a person had to go out of the house to the venues of vice and sin, now the entire thing has come into the pocket. Everything is there. And unfortunately, we're carrying all the vice into the house of Allah also. Person has little bit of taqwa, some shame, leave it in the car. Mushrikeen of Makkah used to make tawaf of the Baytullah unclothed. Why? They say, how can you make tawaf now with the clothes we sin in? So leave the clothes at home. They will build their homes also far from the Baytullah, from the Kaaba Sharif. Why we feel ashamed now to do sin near the Kaaba Sharif? Those are mushrikeen. The same traits and qualities are coming in the Ummah. I've got haram on my phone, leave it in the car. They said the solution. Clear it out in the month of Ramadan. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah will sustain me. Spiritually, physically, Allah will give me the strength of the heart to become His friend. And when I become the friend of Allah, Ayaz was the minister of the king. Ayaz was the minister, the khadim, attendant of the king. People regarded him as not so intelligent. So the king now saw his ministers had some aversion towards him. They didn't like Ayaz because very close to the king. Very close to him. So he wanted to show the ministers what it is to be a loyal slave to the king. So he called the ministers. And he gave each of them a very priceless, valuable diamond. I told them, break it. I said, King, how can we break it? He said, break it. Throw it to the ground. Nobody. I asked, break it. Immediately he threw it. King became ecstatic. Well understood? He says, no. He says, you all used your mind to say what is valuable. To me, the value was obedience. Ayaz was immediately obedient to me. He broke it. That's why he's my beloved. Break our desires. Don't think I'll do it later. I want to hold on to it now. Break the desires for Allah, immediately we'll become the beloveds of Allah. We'll become the beloveds of Allah. Break it now. Do it after Ramadan. These 10 days when Allah has invited the Ummah to come to the house of Allah for i'tikaf is a build-up. When the invitation is extended, come, whether nafil i'tikaf, whether it be sunnat i'tikaf, come to the house of Allah. We are protected. Then the days of Hajj will begin. Then Hajj season will come. This is all a build up now to get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Break your desires. And then when he told his ministers that now the treasury is open, take what you want from there. They all rushed to take. Ayaz was standing next to the king. They all took what they wanted. Now they came to the king. And they look at Ayaz. Why didn't you go also? Almost closing up time. Ayaz, will you take something? They thought him to be not intelligent. He says, yes. Whatever I take is mine. Yes, whatever you take is yours. So he put his hand on the king's head. What's the meaning of this? Oh king, if I have you, I've got everything. If I have you, I have everything. In these few days, if I get my Allah, I've got everything. I got no fear of anything. This will make me the friend of Allah. Then Allah will say, "Ala inna awliya Allah ila khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun." The friends of Allah have no fear now. No fear of poverty. My Allah will feed me. It will come sooner or later. 70 ayat in Quran, 70 verses in Quran, Allah promises, نَحْنَ رَزُقُكْ, that we will sustain you. 70 verses, Allah promises. قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبِالسَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ مَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. 70 verses, your rosy, your rizq, your sustenance, your future is in my hands. I will sustain you, I will take care of you. Just get taqwa in your life. Put the brakes of taqwa on your eyes, on your tongue, on your hands, on your feet. Haram relationships, get rid of it, I don't need it. Delete the numbers, delete the apps. I need my Allah. 70 ayat Allah promises our Creator that I will sustain you. Spiritually I'll sustain you, physically I'll sustain you. Allah will take over. 70 ayats. The Creator is trying to convince the creation, believe me. My son doesn't believe me, I get upset with him. Don't you trust me? Don't you believe me? Allah is saying to insan, how much must I explain to you? 70 ayat. Just one ayat only. Ash-shaytanu ya'idukumu al-faqra wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. Shaitan threatens you, warns you of poverty, and commands you with shameless acts. This one ayat, we believed it. Shaitan threatens you with poverty. Kya karenge? What will happen to you if you don't earn? What will happen? What will happen? Be careful, be careful. Invest. Do this, do that. Do this, do that. That ayat, we took it to our heart. For generations. Put our children in such environments for 12 years, for 6 to 8 hours, they only spoken to about everything besides Allah. Why you have to do something? You have to do something for your pet. Allah is saying, get taqwa in your life, you'll become my friend. When you become my friend, I invite you to my dastarkhan, to my table, I will feed you. How in the month of Ramadan, Allah is feeding. The month of Ramadan, we come to the masjid for iftari, which we never thought about, Allah will feed us, Allah give it. Where it came from? And then too, we don't trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then too, we're fearful. So the last few days we have, my dear brothers, whatever we have in our closets, we make tawbah now. We give it up now. With our phones, with our albums, with our uploads and our downloads. Now is the time to clear the slate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get the taqwa. The effort of making the house and the car and the bathroom dirty is no effort, it happens. The effort is to clean it and to keep it clean. And we know it's a big effort. We've got someone cleaning the entire day, the housewife also. We've got someone cleaning, someone for the gardening, someone for the car. And how the men love their cars also. Take it to the car wash, but see this corner, see that corner. You didn't clean over here. I got to pay the price, I want it clean. I must see my reflection in my car, in the mag wheels. He has the housewife also. But the reality is, when we will go into the qabr, Allah will not ask, was your car clean? Was your bathroom clean? He won't ask the housewife. Allah will ask, was your heart clean? Was your heart clean? How come you let others come into your heart and you divorced me? Never worried about me. Never cared about my commands. That to become my friend, you befriended everybody else. The heart does get dirty, my dear brothers. It does get tainted. It becomes dirty. This concern has to come into my life, Ya Allah. How can I come to you with a dirty heart? My little two-year-old grandchild or child drinks from a glass. His hand is soiled. He dirties the glass, the outer part of the glass. Now I want to drink water. What I'll say, bring another glass please. I can't drink from this glass, it's soiled, it's dirty. I won't drink from the outside. But Allah must accept my heart that is filthy within. Allah, you accept it. I've got everything in my heart besides my Allah. Allah says, I gave you the heart. I gave you the heart. And you come back now with a tainted heart. Didn't you trust me? Tawakkul, yaqeen, bharosa, reliance upon me, love for me. Such love for me that you conquer everything else. This month of Ramadan is to teach us that lesson. This concern has to come into my heart that to clean the heart is a daily effort. It's a daily effort of cleaning the heart. The heart does get soiled. Once we leave the masjid, everything is there, the fitnas are there. We're looking, we're importing all haram things within the heart. Now we've got to export them out and get Allah into the heart. This is a cry for the next few nights, my dear brothers. Spend our time in the masjid as much as we can. Come early to the house of Allah. Clear our phones, clear our computers, clear our slates. If we hurt anyone, ask them for forgiveness. If anybody has hurt us, we forgive everyone. Lighten the burden on our lives now. And prepare for the final abode. Sunduq al-amal, the qabr is a box of a'mal. When we go in there, we're going to see what we exported into the qabr we sent through. Now is the time for us to make the decision that I want to become the friend of Allah's. And where do I find this, my dear brothers? If I want some meat products, I go to the butchery. If I want material, go to the material shop. If I want mitai and barfi, then I go to the mitai walo ke paas chale jao. If I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where do I get my Allah? I get Allah in the house of Allah. When I come to the house of Allah, sit in the company of the friends of Allah, this is where I'll get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the understanding, the ability, tawfiq, and the strength of iman. Last few days to make the decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This desire has to come within my heart that, Ya Allah, I want to become your friend, you become my friend. The last thing ulama say, we can make all the du'as at iftari and sehri. But if you don't make this du'a, that, oh my Allah, make me yours and you become mine, then we haven't made any du'as. We're only asking for dunya. We want, like how Ayaz put his hand on the king's head, Ya Allah, if I have you, I've got everything. Allah ta'ala give us a fit me.